friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. Bob and I had a really interesting conversation one day about one of his friends, and I know this person enough to be Facebook friends with them, and so this friend had a really stunning, unexpected cancer diagnosis, and he's a very healthy individual, very, you know, like competitive sports at a high level kind of person. So this was not at all what anybody would have expected. And during that season of diagnosis and then what is the plan of treatment, I could call him our friend. Our friend went to Reading in order to go to a healing service. You know, Reading, they actually do see medically verified miracles in terms of cancers vanishing and people coming in stage four and then they leave cancer free. And so if you had a cancer diagnosis, that would not be a bad place to go. But it also has a beautiful, on the Bethel campus, they have the Alabaster Prayer House, which I think for a long time was open 24 hours a day. I think for security reasons, it might be closed now between midnight and 5 a.m. But still, I mean, that's a pretty good amount of time that you could spend at the prayer house. And so our friend went and just did all the things, went to the healing prayer services, went and sat in the healing prayer, or in the Alabaster Prayer House. And I remember at the end of that time, he came out and said, I head back to the doctor and I know in my heart that I'm healed. And that's one of those things where the kind of cancer that he had was not one that you could physically palpate, right? So it's not like, and then the tumor shrunk under my fingers. So there wasn't that kind of verifiable experience. And I heard a report later that they had actually done surgery. And anyway, I didn't really know the backstory. But what Bob ended up sharing with me was our friend, I guess in some ways you could say he did everything that you would want a Christian to do. So he went to the doctor, he went to the healing prayer services, he went before the Lord, he fasted and prayed. And then in the end, he asked some of his trusted advisors, what do you think my course of action should be? And Bob said, I really felt like, nope, as much as I don't like the idea of surgery, and as much as I would love it if just, you know, change your diet and everything will be fine, he said, in this case, I really felt like the situation was more dire, that surgery was actually going to be necessary, but I didn't necessarily want to have to be the one to tell him that. And so he said, Lord, what do you want me to say? And the Lord gave him a really specific word, which was, ask what he thinks his wife would want him to do. And this was a really beautiful question because his wife actually did have an opinion. And so when Bob asked that, his friend said, oh, she would want me to get the surgery. And Bob said, that's what I expected. And that's also what I'm feeling is going to be the right option for you. And the surgery itself, you know, sometimes you have a surgery. I think of different friends who've had their gallbladders out or an appendix removed or something. And especially if you catch it at the right stage, it's, you know, it leaves like a tiny dot of a scar and, you know, it's kind of like, oh yeah, I don't really notice my missing gallbladder most of the time. But this particular surgery was far more invasive with long-term effects. And so our friend did the surgery and sure enough, the doctors found a tumor the size of a golf ball that had just been hidden because of where it was in the body. And so, as Bob said, like, I suspect that if you get the surgery, it will add 10 to 20 years of your life. And if you don't, you're just in a place of kind of wondering. But the surgery also left permanent challenges that our friend has to deal with day by day. So what is the point of this story? I think there's a couple of points. One of them is, I guess you could say, like, trust but verify. So in the case of our friend, like, he knew in his heart that he was healed, but he still went back to the doctor and then went ahead with the procedure he didn't want to do. And so there's that level. And I actually really appreciated, I'm reading Randy Clark's book called There Is More. And at one point he talks about the Holy Spirit and the, I guess, manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And he says something, and it was such a clever quote. I wish I could recite it perfectly, but basically he draws a correlation. Like, when you're talking about the Holy Spirit, you want there to be evidence that the Holy Spirit has been at work. Just like if you are claiming a healing, you want there to be evidence that you are actually healed, right? Like, you don't want the blind person to be continuing to go around saying, I can see, even if they're still blind. And so if you have a cancer diagnosis, you want that to actually be healed in order to say, I'm healed. You know, because up until that point, you could say, I believe that the Lord is at work, or the Lord has this, but that is a different statement than the Lord has healed me. So, okay, that's part of what I'm considering. But then there's also part of saying, what does it look like to say, I believe in my heart that I'm healed? I think actually maybe what, from my perspective, would have been I don't want to say a more truthful response. To me, what that says is that our friend had prayed through. So this is an idea that Bob told me about from intercessors, let's say 100 years ago, that they would have a burden in prayer and they would pray. And like, sometimes they would just, you know, not go about their work. They would just be in prayer for a couple of days praying through. And eventually it would be like, oh, okay, that burden has now lifted. And so for our friend, I think what happened is that it's like, you have brought this before the Lord and the Lord has heard your request. You have prayed through. So it would not matter if you sat in the prayer chapel for another 2 weeks fasting. There, the answer is like, the Lord has heard this and he has answered. And so then to say, well, and healing doesn't always look like a complete return to the state that you were before. And I don't necessarily like that answer. Honestly, like, even recording this, I keep like being on the edge of tears because I genuinely wish there were easier answers about some of these things. It actually really kind of makes me mad that there are so many challenges, complexities, and just that it's this difficult. And yet that is the world that we find ourselves in. And I don't think that that's even an unfaithful position to hold. So Lord, I just give it to you. I give it to you because it isn't easy. Ugh. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Amen.